This goes to Amanda Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-584-0307 regarding Jean Avey, A-V-E-Y, date of birth 2-4-1941. Dear Miss Bennett, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Avey with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, a coronary artery disease, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was 1 year ago, October 28th. She has been having increased swelling of the lower extremities, and since her last visit, she had a right total hip replacement in July of this year, and there was bleeding postoperatively, and she required a blood transfusion. Since her hip has been replaced, she has been very short of breath. She did see her cardiologist, who does not believe the symptoms are related to kidney disease, heart disease. Then she had a lung scan without contrast that showed early COPD. But her biggest complaints are orthopnea, which actually has gotten better after it started after surgery and has improved gradually, and severe dyspnea on exertion. She's hardly able to do anything without getting very out of breath with activity. And so she reports that she has not been checked for sleep apnea ever, that to her knowledge anyway. And she's not sure if she snores at night. She does have chronic severe fatigue also. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. And no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Medications. She's on Jardiance, 10 milligram daily, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, Synthroid, stool softeners, vitamins, Pepcid, and Tums. Physical exam, weight 140 pounds, and that's a 4-pound decrease over the last year. Pulse is 80, and blood pressure 124 over 70. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 15th, 2025. Creatinine is slightly higher than previous levels, 1.41. And estimated GFR is 37. She reports her levels were down to 32 when she was in the hospital with the hip replacement. Calcium is 9.3. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 11.3. Hematocrit 33.8. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, congestive heart failure. Her symptoms are very suggestive of congestive heart failure exacerbation, although it is improving. When we check her labs every 3 months, we've added a pro-BNP level, as that was elevated when she was in the hospital with her MI in June of 2024. 3, coronary artery disease, last stent placed in June of 2024, and she does follow with Dr. Hajjar, H-A-J-J-A-R, out of Grand Rapids for cardiology. It may be worthwhile to consider a sleep evaluation. Possibly sleep apnea is causing some of the orthopnea. She's open to that idea if you would like to do it. And 3, hypertension, very well controlled currently. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs, nephrology labs and CBC, every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stoner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.